can't come to the phone.
I can't come to the phone.
So leave your name at the tone.
So leave your name at the tone.
And say what you gotta say.
And say what you gotta say.
And I'll call you back right away.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You're blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey, everybody. This is Roy, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for June 16th, 2015. And today's show is sponsored by Servo. Thanks, Servo, for supporting the show and everything. If today's show sucks, it is completely Servo's fault, not mine. I have an update today from a listener named Casper. He sent me an email, and he's the one that sent me phone numbers of people that get deliveries at FedEx, at some local FedEx store, I guess. And you guys remember the FedEx pranks, right? I don't remember when I did those. At some point during the last year, but he found a list on the counter of FedEx customer phone numbers, and I guess it was a list of people who frequently got packages, and they had asked to be notified when their packages arrived. So I was telling people that we received a box of ticks, and I don't know what all we said. It's a bunch of crazy stuff. But Casper says he stopped in that FedEx last night to ship some stuff out, and he casually mentioned that he received some really weird phone calls a couple months ago. The guy that was working at the counter said, yeah, someone hacked into our system and got all of our information. You know, there's an app for that. That's a weird thing to say. Was he making a joke? What? Casper says, really? What happened? And the guy says, well, the first day we thought it was kind of funny, but then the whole week went by and people kept calling. And after the first day, none of the employees wanted to answer the phones because it was call after call and they were all really heated up. They were telling people that their boxes were in the alley out back. Isn't that one related to the ticks call? I said the ticks were escaping from the box, so we had to set it outside in the alley. Anyway, the employee says that they installed anti-hacking software on all of the company computers and the computer stations that people rent in the store. And Casper said, I knew there wasn't any ticks in my boxes. Wasn't that list at FedEx kind of small? I mean, I thought it was just maybe 10 people or something. I remember it was a laminated list of customers. I don't think it was that big, though. They're saying they were getting calls all week, and they're afraid to answer the phones? That's weird. Everyone likes to exaggerate for some reason. So that's a great update. Thank you very much, Casper, for sending that in, letting us know what's going on at your local FedEx. And thanks to me, FedEx's computers are much more secure now because they have anti-hacking software on them. So you are welcome for that, FedEx. You know, someday there's probably going to be this national security breach at every FedEx location in the entire country except for that one, all because of my phone calls to their customers. So basically, they should be paying me for this. One other bit of news, sort of, here is just a second ago, while I was recording this, I got a really weird thing on my Twitter, which was retweeted by everyone's favorite co-host, Stacy. The tweet is from a guy named Whiskey Neon, and it's a YouTube video, and it says, the film no one asked for but got anyways, and it's for a new movie that's coming out. It's a Murdocumentary teaser trailer, and I guess it's called Phone Lost, and I guess this is something Nate put together. And it starts out, it says, Phone Loser Films, and there's a bunch of text, and there's video of Murdoch driving around, technology changed everything. There's Murdoch on his phone. There's Murdoch talking about one of the snowplow shows that I did. There's Murdoch drumming in his car. I don't know. It's a weird teaser trailer thing. It says all music is by Rappy McRapperson, edited by El Gordo. Everyone's favorite snowplow show co-host Stacy is the director of photography. Corbin Guy is the costume designer. I don't know if Nate is seriously planning to make some sort of a documentary about Murdoch. Probably not, but maybe. I don't know. It's weird. I'll definitely put this in the show notes on phonelosers.com. I'm not sure what to think of this. Anyway, let's get on with the show here. I have something really interesting to start us out with. Justin has sent me a list of people from a Goodwill who, how do I explain this? So I guess the Goodwill, they put merchandise out that you can bid on, kind of like an auction. Instead of just going into Goodwill and buying it, you write your name in a book and you write the price that you're willing to bid on the item, and then you write your phone number. And whoever bids the most money on the item, I guess, wins. It's like the Goodwill eBay. So the first item for bid is a bicycle flower pot. And Justin has sent me a picture of each of the items that we're bidding on. And he sent me a picture of the logbook for each item. And he says he's not sure if this is common in Goodwill thrift stores or not. I've sure never seen it in a Goodwill, and I spend a lot of time in Goodwills. This was sent to me 4 days ago, so the I don't know when the auction ends. The auction ends on Saturday, so it ended a couple days ago. 3 days ago. Anyway, the item for bid is it's a fake bicycle. It's completely made of metal. It looks like it's completely rusted. Like 100% of the surface is covered in rust. And I guess it's something you put in your garden because it has spots all over it where you can set flowers on. It's really dumb looking. And it looks like it even comes with flowers. So on this one, three people bid on it. We've got Diana, Erica, and Daryl, I think. It started out at $25, and it's up to $29. So first, we're going to try Diana. She's the first one on the list.
Hello, you've reached Diana, and I'll be glad to talk with you.
Balls. All right, so next on the list is Erica.
Hello?
Hello, Erica?
Yeah.
Hey, Erica, this is James from Goodwill.
Hi, James.
Hi. I'm calling about that bike that you bid on.
Yes, sir.
You remember that bike, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you do. Yeah, we saw on the security cameras where you broke it. You broke it. Yeah, you broke it in several places on purpose.
No, I didn't break it.
Oh, yes, you did. The camera does not lie, ma'am.
Sir, if you see a picture of me and you see a picture of your camera, I will not be the same person.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Are you saying you've changed since you came in and broke our merchandise on purpose?
Was it a lady that came and broke your merchandise?
Maybe. Are you trying to say it wasn't you?
Hello?
Hi.
Okay, so you're calling from where?
I'm from Goodwill.
You're from Goodwill.
Right. Is this Erica or is this someone else?
How would you know her name anyway?
Because it's on our list. Because she bid on this rusty old bicycle.
Oh, okay.
Do you know the bicycle I'm talking about?
No, I don't know.
Oh, who is this, by the way? Who are you?
This is my phone. Michaela.
Oh, hey, Michaela. I was calling for Erica. This is none of your business.
If you quit being rude.
Well, you know what? Erica came in here and she broke our merchandise on purpose. She came in and...
Hello?
Hi. Who's this time?
This is Erica.
Oh, hey, Erica. So how come you did that?
Are you playing or something?
No, no.
This isn't funny?
No, it's not funny at all. I agree. This is bullshit. You shouldn't come in our store and break our merchandise on purpose.
Okay, well, first of all, don't you start cussing at me, okay?
Okay.
And second of all, you're a Goodwill store. You're supposed to be providing for people that don't have money, and you're talking to me like this?
Well, you're the one that came in and broke our bicycle.
No.
Yes,
no,
you
I
did.
Didn't. And honestly, if you're going to talk to me on my phone like this, you don't need to be calling me.
Your phone. It's Michaela's. All right. Let's call back. Maybe Michaela will pick up.
Sir, what do you want?
Hey, tell that dumb hoe Erica, that she's not allowed in here anymore.
This is Erica.
Oh, hey, Erica. You're not allowed in here anymore.
And I'm not a dumb hoe, and you're a stupid-ass motherfucker, so you need to stop calling this phone.
Oh, don't curse at me.
And stop being an ass. No, you don't curse at me.
But why'd you break...
You're the one that started calling me names in the first place.
Why'd you break that bicycle?
And the only reason you're calling me over the phone is because you can't say this in front of my face. Oh, so I can go over to your store right now and go in there?
Oh, yeah, come down to the store.
And you won't say this to me.
Oh, yes,
no,
I will.
No.
Yeah, I will.
Erase this number.
You know what? I'll kick you in the nuts, too. All right,
and
I'm going to guess that she did not win the bicycle. Anyway, okay, let's try the last one on the list. Daryl, I've tried Diana a few more times, by the way, a bunch of more times, and she is just not picking up. So maybe I'll try and save her for later tonight or something. But next we have Daryl. Daryl has bid $29 on this bicycle thing.
We could not complete your call.
What?
Please try again.
Why not?
We could not complete your call. Please try again.
Well, that sucks. That number's not even any good. So we're done with the bicycle. There's one more item, though. This item, when Justin took this picture, is up to $50. Started out at $25, but there's only two people bidding on it. Hopefully one of them picks up. The item is it looks kind of like a treasure chest, but then on the bottom it has these drawers that pull out. Very, very old looking. So first on the list is Karen. She bid $45 on it, even though it was only $25 originally. She could have tried for $26, but nope, she just likes to throw money around like it's nothing.
Hello?
Hello, Karen?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from Goodwill. You bid on a kind of a treasure chest thing here?
Yeah, she told me I had been outbid.
Yeah, you got outbid, but here's the problem. Like, you know, you opened it up and you kind of looked around inside of it. You know?
The chest?
Yeah, you know, when you opened it and looked inside of it.
Okay.
Yeah, you remember you did that, right?
No, I just opened up, like, one of the drawers.
Yeah, you opened up a drawer, and I guess
okay, what's the problem?
Well, you probably didn't notice, but your crack pipe fell out of your front pocket, and it fell into the drawer.
This is bullshit. Who is this?
No, it's true, and then some little kid opened it up and found it.
I've never, ever been on crack, so you are delusional.
Oh, okay, yeah, says the person who smokes crack. But no, look, we saw it on security camera. We looked on the camera, and it showed your crack pipe falling into the...
Okay. Well, when can I view the camera? When can I view it?
I don't know. Why don't you come down and take a look?
I'll be there in short. Are you at Goodwill?
Are you in a habit of just, like, letting your crack pipe fall over?
Are you at Goodwill right now?
Of course I am, stupid.
I can view the video, and who's calling?
I already told
you.
I already told you my name, but you forgot because you're
repeat
on crack.
Repeat it.
It's because you're on... It's not because you're
this, on... This whoever this is, honey, calling me talking about bid it on a... So you got my number out of a Goodwill book.
Well, yeah, it's in the book. Durr.
You're stupid. So you're the manager at Goodwill?
I never said I was the manager. You're probably just hearing things because you're on...
Who are you?
Because you're on crack.
Who are you?
Because you're on crack.
Who are you?
This is Roy.
What?
I'm just an employee.
And what's your name?
It's Roy, you crackhead.
He said I bid it on a chest at Goodwill.
Bid it?
Hold on a video when I bid over my crack pipe fell into the chest.
Oh, yeah, it's really funny.
Fucking call me no more. Don't call this number ever again.
I'd laugh a lot, too, if I were on crack. All right, she hung up. I think she understands it's a joke, at least, so that's good. Next, we have a lady that didn't leave her first name. Her name is Mrs. Webb. She's the one that bid $50. I hope she won it. I really want to talk to somebody that won. I can tell her the chest is haunted or something. Hey, Mrs. Webb, this is Roy from Goodwill.
Yes, hi.
Hi, and you bid on that antique chest?
Right,
you remember that, right? Like,
uh-huh.
You didn't win, right?
Oh, I didn't?
Well, no, you did. Did you pick it up already?
No, I didn't know that I won it.
No, you didn't win. I thought you were saying you picked it up, like you tried to trick us and pick it up even though you didn't win.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So I didn't win.
No, you didn't win, but there's a problem, though.
What's that?
Well, we discovered, like, a false bottom in the chest, and it was, like, filled with money. You know?
Okay.
And we saw on the security camera that you took a few stacks of the money.
Okay, well, that's not true, but...
Yes, it is. It's on camera. The camera doesn't lie, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'm at work, so this sounds like a trick.
You need to bring that money back. What do you need a job for if you just stole that big stack of money?
Okay, well, I'm about to be in a meeting, so
really?
Can you please tell me the true reason you called?
Well, what's the meeting about? What are you going to do in the meeting? Mrs.
Okay,
Webb?
Can you please? Yes, what can I help you with?
Oh, I need to know what are you going to do in the meeting? Like, what's your role there?
I am about to have a meeting with my staff. What can I help you with?
Okay, what are you guys going to talk about? What's the topic?
Okay, I think I'm going to call.
What? Oh, I could not understand what she said there at the end. Well, that one sucked. And I had to call her a bunch of times just to get her to pick up the phone. I wish more people would have answered their phone on that one. That was a pretty awesome one. I mean, a pretty awesome idea. Good submission, Justin. Thank you very much for sending this in. I seriously love Goodwill stores, and I go to them often enough, and I've never seen anything like this. An auction notebook for people to bid on things. I kind of want to call the Goodwill, like the Goodwill that this is from, and see if I can get phone numbers out of them from their auction lists. I don't know if that would work, but let's give it a try and see what happens.
This is Goodwill. May I help you?
Hi, this is Dave from the corporate office with Goodwill.
Yes, sir.
Hello. I just wanted to find out, do you have your auction lists handy? Like, are they nearby? You know, the people that...
I'll ask. Can you hold on for a minute?
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
This is Rachel. How may I help you?
Hey, Rachel. This is Brian from the corporate office with Goodwill.
Yes, sir.
And I just needed to find out, do you have your auction book handy?
Yes.
We just need to find out who won a few of the auctions. We're entering them in a kind of a drawing. They're going to get coupons and stuff for Goodwill.
Okay.
Do you have the winners of a few of the most recent items?
I have Carrie.
Oh, that's the person's name?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. And the phone number?
17.
Yep.
04.
Okay. Which item was that for?
It was a bicycle, like a flower, to put flower pots on it.
Oh, that sounds cute.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So she was the actual winner, Carrie was?
Carrie, yes.
Okay. All right. Great. And do you have other auction pages, like for the, just what the winner's name is?
Yes, I have Daniel Reed.
Okay.
He wasn't present, but, you know, he was the highest bidder.
Oh, okay. But you still have his phone number?
Yes.
Okay.
His number is 917.
Okay.
07.
Okay, and what did he win?
He, action figures collection.
Okay, all right.
And let's see. That one doesn't have a name because he was alive.
Oh. Alive?
No, alive. He was here. He was present.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let's see. Those are the only... Because one of these, Daniel, he got two different items that he bid on and he won.
Oh, what did he win besides the action figures?
There were two sets of action figures.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my other customers were here that won. We don't take their names down.
Okay.
That's all I have right here in front of me.
Okay. Well, that should be plenty. We'll enter them in the drawings then.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the help.
You're welcome, sir.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. So we know who won the bicycle flower pot. And it's a name that... I wonder what happened to the treasure chest thing then. Why didn't I have the winner on that one? That was probably the live one. Yeah, that must have been it. Anyway, let's call the lady that won the bicycle flower pot. And what am I going to say to her? On that treasure chest, I really wanted to... I was hoping that she was the one that won it. And I was going to try and convince her that there was a false bottom filled with money or something. I don't know. Maybe get her to take a hammer and destroy her treasure chest. No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be like Death Fox. I don't know if you guys remember, but there's this old prank call that Death Fox did where he called up this guy that was selling some kind of collectible doll or action figure or something, and Death Fox knew exactly what to tell him to make him snap the head off of this doll permanently, like broke the thing. It was a collectible of some sort, and the guy was really pissed. It's really funny, really horrible, but really funny. Funniest thing the Death Fox has ever done, in my opinion. Anyway, what can I say about this flower pot bike? Maybe I could say it's worth a bunch of money, and we want it back.
Hello?
Hello, is this Carrie?
Yes.
Hey, Carrie, this is Roy from Goodwill.
Yes.
And it looks like you won this garden bicycle thing.
Well, I was just in there the other day. They said somebody outbid me.
Oh, I thought you took it home.
Oh, the bicycle? No. I won. I don't know why. I bid on the bicycle and the three cats, and of which one got broken, but there were actually two cats at the end, and a little Juicy Couture purse. I bid on those two items. They said that I didn't get the bicycle, but I won the three. I won the three cats that were initially in there. One of them got broke in process somehow, but I got two cats and a purse, and I picked them up on Monday.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's what I'm actually calling about is the purse.
Uh-huh.
The purse.
Yes.
Did you discover the hidden compartment in the purse yet?
Hidden compartment in the purse? No.
Yeah, because the lady that used to own that, she came back, and she said she wants it back because apparently there's a hidden compartment in there that has a bunch of, like, bundles of cash.
What?
Yeah, you know, like, this stuff happens.
I've never heard of such.
Yeah, this happens all the time at Goodwill. Not at this location necessarily, but...
Yeah. Well, I don't have it with me at this point. It's at my home. Okay. I'm at my business. What does she want me to do about it?
Well, she wants the money back, or she's going to sue you and have you arrested, she said.
You can't sue someone for having something bought out of a case.
Yeah,
that
but
is represented as just something that's there to buy. And if that's the case, then she'd have to sue y'all for not looking in this compartment.
Oh, don't drag us into this. No, she just wants to...
Well, what do you mean don't drag you into it? You're the one that's calling me asking for money back out of something that you auctioned off.
Oh, are you just pretending that you don't know about it because you already found it?
I don't know what you're talking about or who you are.
The hidden compartment in the purse.
What are you talking about?
Now you're going to pretend.
Are you legitimate?
Of course. Now you're going to pretend you don't know what I'm talking about? Like, you already told me you knew about the purse.
Well, sure. I picked up the purse with the cats. Yes, I won them in the auction.
This seems really suspicious anyway, because what would a man...
What seems suspicious?
What do you want with the purse? You're a man.
That is none of your business what I want with a purse.
Are you a cross-dresser?
You're saying, what are you?
Well, I'm not a cross-dresser.
Are you a nosy busybody, or what are you? And who is this? Are you playing a joke?
No, this is not a joke. Also,
who is this? I'm going to hang up if you don't tell me who you are.
I already told you who I am. I'm Roy from Goodwill.
Roy who?
Yeah, and correct. And
what's your last name, Roy?
H-O-O.
I'm going to check with your company and see who you are and what you are.
That's fine. But those three cats that you won, the two that didn't break, those are completely filled with cocaine, and we want those back, too.
Well, now I know this is a joke, and I don't know who the hell you are, but it's not funny.
Well, I think you're a joke, you cross-dresser.
I think you're a joke, you cross-dresser yourself. It takes one to know one, right?
Zing, you got me back.
Yeah. So take that to the bank, will you?
Okay.
With the money that's in the secret compartment and the cocaine that's in the cat.
Okay, we need that purse back, though. That old poor old lady,
well,
that was her life.
No,
actually, I didn't hear you. What did you say just now? You're going to come and get me? Oh, no. So I'm confused. Who won the bike? That lady, she told me he won the bike. And what is he doing buying bicycles with flowers on it and purses and cats? I'm assuming ceramic cats. I don't know. I was playing with my keyboard when I was talking to that guy, and I hit a button, and it stopped recording there at the end. I don't think you guys heard him threaten me with a lawyer. Damn it. Damn me. Anyway, we're doing good so far. One guy picked up out of the two people that whose numbers I've gotten from Goodwill. So now we're going to call the second one, the guy that won two sets of action figures. And I actually have a picture of the action figures, because in the picture of the bicycle, the rusty old bicycle with plants all over it, in the background I can see a display case that has a bunch of action figures in it. And I can't tell what they're from. I have no idea. They look very D&D-ish or World of Warcraft, or I don't know. I don't know my action figures. Maybe I'll save this picture. I'll make this picture the show artwork for today's show. And you guys can tell me what the hell these action figures are. And you can see this rusty old bicycle that someone apparently paid at least $30 for. Anyway, let's call this guy Daniel, who won the action figures. Let's hope that he picks up.
Please leave your message for Reed. Daniel Reed.
Okay. Daniel sounds hilarious. I don't think I would be able to prank Daniel. He would just know.
Hello?
Hello, Daniel. This is Roy from Goodwill.
Yeah.
And I'm calling about those action figures that you won.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. It turns out those are much more valuable than we originally thought, so we're going to need you to bring those back, and we'll give you a refund for them.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. No, we need you to bring those back, because they're worth a lot more money, and we need them back. We'll give you a refund. I mean, we can't give you a refund, but we'll give you store credit.
Hey, I don't think that's how the auction works, buddy.
Hell, hey,
Don't
call me buddy, pal.
Okay.
I
don't know who you are, okay? If you work there or what?
I
don't care who you are. I want them, and that's how auction works.
Yeah, but they're worth a lot more.
I've been going there for years, so you know how it works?
I know how it works, but they're worth a lot more than we thought. So if you don't give them back, we're going to sue you.
I don't care.
We're going to sue you, and we'll have you arrested.
No, you won't.
Oh, yes, we will. We've done it before.
I don't think so.
We'll just say you shoplifted them. There's no.
I'm gonna contact the corporate office tonight.
You won't. No, you won't, because the corporate office isn't even open tonight. Oh, he hung up. So, I edited all the ringing out, but you know, I called him about 7 or 8 times before he finally picked up. Let's try one last time. I didn't think I'd be able to prank that guy because of his hilarious message.
Please leave your message for Reed.
Daniel Reed.
Hey, Daniel, you stupid douche canoe. We're never letting you back in the store again. You're banned for life. We're going to put your picture up at the front of the door, and we're going to write underneath the picture, shoplifter. That's what we're going to do. If you try to come in, we'll have you arrested, and we're definitely going to sue you. But yeah, don't even try to come in here again, motherfucker. All right, bye, honey baby. Bye, sweetie pie. Goodbye. I sure sounded threatening in that message, didn't I? I guess that's the end of all of this. So once again, thank you very much, Justin, for sending those numbers in. That was a lot of fun. I wish that first lady would have picked up. Here, let's try her one more time.
Hello, you've reached Diana.
Nope, still no answer from her. I'll save her number. Maybe I'll give her a try, during the evening or tomorrow or something. But anyway, yes, thank you, Justin, for the submission. It was awesome.
Oh, hey, Roy. I called in yesterday about me being the youngest guy listening to your show.
Oh, you.
I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Jared. I live in Nebraska.
Hey, Jared.
Well, anyway, I just came to say I listened to the podcast in my voicemail. And what I meant about I listen to you every day. Is that I listened to at least one video from your archive.
I know, I was just being a dick. I'm always like that to everyone. You'll get used to it.
Every day. Because I haven't watched all of them. I can't wait to watch the rest of them. And I got a joke for you. Actually, two jokes.
One's a dirty joke,
and one's a clean joke. No, I'll start with a clean joke. What do you call a bunch of bugs talking? Critter chatter.
Wait, I didn't hear. Wait, what?
No, I'll start with a clean joke. What do you call a bunch of bugs talking? Critter chatter.
I don't get it.
And what's green? It smells like bacon. Kermit the Frog's finger.
Ew. All right.
Bye,
that's,
Roy.
That's gross. See you later. It's disgusting. I'm never playing a voicemail from you again. Oh, and also, there you go. That was for your jokes.
Oh, hey there, Brad. It's this Corbin guy.
Hey, Corbin guy.
Hey, I was just thinking about this, because I know it kind of pisses you off that people just call up and say cactus, and they're usually listeners.
I wouldn't say it pisses me off. I just don't play them.
But this might be an interesting homework assignment, and it would help boost your list of people who listen to you. How about your listeners take their cell phones, go out, approach strangers in public, or approach coworkers or other friends and family members who don't listen to the Snowplow Show, dial up this phone number and have someone else say cactus.
Okay.
And then they can direct them to the website for the podcast. How about that?
Sure, why not?
Good idea.
I would rather have people film themselves, or not even film themselves, because that might make it obvious, at least audio record themselves, going up to people in businesses or people on the street or wherever else, and saying nothing but cactus to that person, and just listen to the person's response. You know, like go into a 7-Eleven, go up to the register, and just say, cactus? What? Cactus? What are you talking about? Cactus? Why do you keep saying cactus? Cactus? Yeah, everybody do that. I'm such a dick. I just pooed all over Corbin's idea. Sorry, Corbin. Hey, everyone, I sent out PLA care packages to Patreon people who get PLA care packages yesterday, and they include stickers that Corbin guy made. So everyone that supports PLA with Patreon that actually gets mail from us, from me, I mean, you are going to get official Corbin art. He's the one that, you know, breaks federal laws probably by using mailing address labels and does spray paint and stencil art on them. And he did some cactuses, did lots of skulls, lots of upside down crosses, which, of course, I love because I'm such a huge Satanist. So thanks, Corbin, for doing that. There's also a bunch of other stickers in this package this time. So be looking for those in the mail in the next couple of days or the next couple of weeks, I guess, if you're an international listener.
Hey, brother. I was doing some research.
Brother.
I've sent you some voicemails in before, but I was just doing some research on some other, you know, prank call shows. Kind of cool to have some alternative media to go to for a funny show.
No.
But there was a good one.
No alternative media. People are only allowed to listen to the Snowplow show. Fuck all the other shows.
It was something with a quick K. I guess it was 3 or 4 months ago. I mean, I know we'll never get to hear the recording of it, but if people are that stupid to bust up their own store because somebody calls them and claims they're the corporate office, I think that's fucking cool, man. It just proves the point. How I was talking about people always calling 911 all the time. They always threaten you with 911. I saw in the last show nobody did that. But,
so far, nobody's done it today either. Wait, maybe they did. No, I think I threatened to call police on them because they were trying to keep all that cash that was in the dresser, in the chest, or whatever.
I don't know if you even mentioned the Quick K. What happened at the Quick K?
What the hell's a Quick K?
$1,000 worth of damage, man.
I have not heard about this news story. I usually keep up on this type of news, but I haven't heard about this. You're probably talking about either Quick Trip or Circle K. And I guess a prankster has called a convenience store employee and tricked the employee into causing a lot of damage in their store, which is bad. Nobody should ever do this. You're a horrible person, and you're breaking the rules, the official rules of prank calling, on phonelosers.com/rules. And yeah, I understand, you know, it's hilarious. I agree that it's hilarious, but really, you shouldn't do that.
And I think that's fucking awesome. And I know there's no way we'll ever get to hear a recording, and I'm not saying you did it, and I didn't.
If you have not heard of PrankNet, then you can hear recordings of that kind of stuff happening. Search YouTube for PrankNet. They're the ones that do the over-the-top, you know, over-the-line, crossing-the-line prank calls, where they do lots of things that you're not supposed to do. So search for PrankNet if you want to actually hear convenience store employees do incredibly stupid things that they shouldn't do, or KFC employees, hotel employees, and customers. Horrible, horrible stuff.
I'm sure they didn't do it. But I'm just saying, that's how brainwashed and stupid people are here. And, I mean, there's some cool ideas out there, and you could probably really do something really fucking cool, man. I mean, if people are that dumb to smash up their own fucking store.
I could do that stuff if I wanted to get arrested. People have been arrested for making those kind of prank calls. People from PrankNet.
It was on Fox 10. I saw the clip on YouTube. Even the cop on Fox 10 said, "What happened to common sense? Why would you smash up your own store for? Just through a phone call? Somebody telling you that they're from corporate office. Let's take the orders. Hup. Right?
You'd be surprised. People will do pretty much anything. It's happened a billion times. People smashing up their stores and their Waffle Houses and everything else.
Anyways, man, just shooting an email. You don't got to play it on the show or anything.
An email.
But it just shows you how stupid and brainwashed people are. That's all I'm saying. They're going to believe a phone call and act like a nut and smash up their own place of business. The prank caller is not at fault. Whoever
yes, they
did
are.
That, fucking blame the stupid brainwashed people. That's all. Take it easy.
Charge them with 3 counts of being stupid. Now, there have actually been several prank callers arrested for doing that kind of thing. I remember one of them from PrankNet, he got charged in one state for doing a damage call like that, and then they extradited him to another state and charged him in that state for whatever he did. I think he got some fast food restaurants to bust out all their windows or something. So please, listeners, I beg of you, do not do destructive calls. Not only because it's illegal and you'll go to jail probably, but also because it's just a mean thing to do, and you're getting the police involved with prank calls, and we don't want that. That's going to make them pass laws where I can't do fun prank calls.
You little bastard.
Uh-oh.
You fucking smarmy little prick.
Oh, crap.
You have got to be kidding me.
It's
Who
a prank.
The fuck do you think
it's
you are?
It's a prank
are?
Victim. They found me.
Brad Carter, you fucking... They friended me on Facebook, and I'm fucking livid right now.
Good.
I'm taking my fucking $5 a month Patreon donation, and I'm going to fucking give it to Carlito, bitch. How do you like that?
Good. Do it.
Yeah. Fuck you, you little motherfucker.
See if I care. Yeah, I had something like 2,000 friends on Facebook, and because of the way Facebook works, you know, with the feeds and all that, it made my Facebook completely unusable. I completely stopped using Facebook because my feed was just filled with 2,000 feeds of other people. And I tried to delete all the feeds, but then new people would keep adding me. I'd keep having to delete new feeds every time I went through my feed. I mean, unfollow people, whatever, I don't know. But I hated it. It made Facebook suck for me, so I'm sorry. I deleted all of my friends on Facebook. Except for the people that, you know, I feel like I actually know. So it's nothing personal. You can add me on Twitter or Instagram or anything else that doesn't make me add you back. Not trying to be a dick or anything. I just want to be able to use my Facebook. All right, one last voicemail, and I think this is...
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria.
Gloria.
I have no clue why my phone always cuts out like that. I guess because the speaker is just really messed up. But anyway, I had a really great idea.
Sounds fine
now. How
about
you call up people... basically like anyone at their house and just say, hi, I'm calling from the water company. Just want to, or the electric company. Just want to verify that we have to shut the cancellation of your power, set for midnight or set for like whatever. Just totally tell them their power is being shut off because, or it just came to my mind. Or say, we need to charge you for extra, power because you're flushing the toilet too many times, or you're turning on switches, or you're flipping all the switches too much.
The toilet uses up all of their electricity.
Anyway, play that prank call I sent you. I sent you something on your email. Gotta play that.
Okay. I'll get right to that. My backed up email inbox that I really need to get to soon. Thanks for the idea, Gloria. I will try and do that maybe. Maybe that'll be one of my phone book pranks, where I just go through a phone book and call people's landlines.
Sir, there's a Principal Prickly on the phone for you.
That's ridiculous. I'm Principal Prickly.
News, sports, music, but mostly prank calls. You're listening to Prank Call Nation.
Mistress Morgan sent me a gigantic list of people in a curling club. It's a 2014-2015 directory. I don't remember if she told me where it came from. But she kept the first few pages and gave me the rest. I have 7 pages. That's a lot of people. But the problem is, I didn't call them fast enough. So the curling club, you know, she's been calling the small list that she kept for herself. And I guess they've sent out a notification to all of the members. So they know that there's somebody calling everyone on the list. So this is probably going to go nowhere. But what the hell? Let's give it a try anyway. Me and Carlito did part of this list last week. I can't even remember what we said, so let's see what happens. By the way, Mistress Morgan has her own show on Prank Call Nation now. Congratulations, Mistress Morgan. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
What you doing?
Who's calling?
Oh, this is Dave. I'm with the Curling Club.
Dave who?
Correct. Yeah, I'm calling from the Curling Club. I work for Linda.
Yeah, Dave, I'm quite busy right now, thank you.
But I have to tell you something. Ugh. This isn't going well so far. Darn it, now I only have about another 100 numbers to call on this list. It's a really big list, you guys. I don't know how far I'm going to go with this. Maybe just a couple more. Maybe 100 more. Who knows?
Hello?
You shut up.
Sorry, I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, yeah, right. No. No, yes, you were. I know you were. So I'm telling you, you shut up. That's right. You better shut up. Okay, I just scared the crap out of a little kid. That was fun. The kid's going to be weirded out for the rest of the week, probably. These aren't going well, and it's all Mistress Morgan's fault. I hope PCN takes her show away.
Hello?
Hello, Pam?
Yes?
Hey, this is Linda from the Curling Club.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Why can't you hear me?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I can barely hear you.
Well, turn up your fucking hearing aid.
Oh,
you heard that, didn't you?
Who is this?
This is Linda. I'm calling from the Curling Club.
Okay.
Did you get our message? We sent out a message letting everyone know that someone was calling members of the Curling Club. And, you know...
I read something on an email, yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just needed to make sure everyone got that email. Because, someone's calling and...
Yes, I received it.
Pretending to be us. Someone's pretending to be me, Linda.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you again.
Well, turn up your fucking hearing aid.
I've heard that. When you speak loud enough, I can hear you.
I'm speaking completely normal, lady. There's nothing wrong with my phone. It's your stupid hobo phone. Oh. Stupid fucking...
It's my...
Yeah, your hobo phone. You have the kind of...
Okay,
you have the kind
thank
of,
you.
You have the kind of cell phone a hobo would use.
Okay, I will, thanks.
It's crap. You will what? Ma'am.
Yes?
Are you holding the cell phone the right way? Maybe you're holding it upside down so the microphone's to your ear?
Maybe I am. I never thought of that.
Because, you are a woman, and women are kind of stupid.
It's perfect that you called me to let me know this.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my job. It's what I do.
Awesome. Well, you've done your job. It's been great talking to you.
I love
Thanks,
you.
Now.
I love you, Pam. Pam's still there. What you doing now, Pam? Uh-oh. Pam was so flustered she forgot to hang up her phone. See, she doesn't know how to hold the phone the right way to her face, and she doesn't know how to hang it up. She's trying to blame me. Is she running? Pam? I think maybe she's jogging or something. This is very interesting. I'm not going to delete any of this out of the podcast. This is compelling shit. Okay, I'll just leave Pam's cell phone on in the background as kind of like ambient noise. That's a great idea, right? While I call the next person. Maybe she'll pick up in the middle of it and it'll be hilarious.
Hello?
Hello, Bert?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from the Curling Club.
Yeah, Roy.
Hey, I just needed to make sure that, did they talk to you already about the problem we had with you?
Well,
What problem was that?
Like when you're doing the curling, you're grunting way too much. You're making gross grunting sounds.
Well, this is just a health problem dealing with, eh?
Yeah, but you can't grunt when you're curling. Ew.
Like, I don't remember grunting. That's, I know I'm catching my breath, you know.
Oh, no, you're grunting, and you're being super loud about it. You're, like, screaming, grunting, making sexual noises. And, like, every time you...
That's a surprise to me, boy.
Yeah, every time you score a goal, you scream in your face and, like, you throw your stick thing at them. You're going to hurt someone doing that.
Hey, that's all news to me, Roy.
Oh, no, it's not. Because you're the one doing it. How's it news to you?
Well, I'll keep it in mind, you know.
You better. We're sick of it.
Who's sick of it?
All of us. We've all taken a vote, and we're sick of it.
We don't know where this all came from.
We'll kick you out of the curling club. You don't want that, do you?
No, but what you're talking about is all news to me.
Yeah. Hey, do you know Pam?
Who?
Pam?
Pam?
Yeah, Pam. P-A-M.
Lucy.
That's it. She's one of the people that reported you. She said that you kept coming on to her and were trying to kiss her and stuff.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes,
nobody's
you do.
Nobody's ever said anything to me. This is all news to me.
I bet they have said stuff to you.
No, they have not.
Uh-huh.
Who am I talking to?
This is Roy from the Curling Club.
Roy who?
Yep.
Roy who?
Yeah, that's my last name. It's Who. H-O-O. Oh, Pam just hung up. That's weird.
I'm not hanging up. I didn't hang up.
No, I know. Pam hung up. I had her on the other line, and she put me on hold, and she doesn't know how to use a phone, you know, because she's a woman.
What are you talking about?
It doesn't matter. Just don't worry about it. But anyway, yeah, this is Roy, and you need to cut it out with your bullshit.
Well, I'll talk to other people at the curling club because this is all news to me.
Why can't you talk to me?
No, I think you're way out of line here.
You're out of line. I'm not the one throwing my curling stick at people.
I have never thrown a curling stick in my life.
Is a curling stick a real thing? I was just making that up.
What do you think? What are you talking about? I've never thrown a curling stick.
Okay, I just I don't know a lot about curling.
You sure you're talking to the right person?
Yeah, Bert. I know exactly who you are. They're when you were here last time, they're like pointing you out. I'm like, keep an eye on that guy. He's a troublemaker.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
You're way out in left field someplace, right?
You're in left field.
No. I find this just being a big joke, that's all.
Oh, you're a joke.
No, I think you're being way out of line here.
Okay.
Anyways, I've been a member at that club for over 20 years, and nobody's ever said a thing like this to me at all.
Yeah.
So you're way out of line.
After 20 years, they're sick of it.
Well, you're out of line.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I just have fun at the curling club, and I have never thrown a stick. I have never displayed anger.
Yeah.
I'm a professional in another field.
I know. I was actually I was kidding about all that. That was just a joke.
Okay?
It was just a joke. I was just kidding.
Yeah, well, I think you're a joke, Roy. Say goodbye.
Well, I was joking. It was a joke. Say goodbye. I was starting to feel bad for that guy. He sounded sad that he was being accused of things. You know, he's a Canadian. These people are all Canadian, so they're extra sensitive and stuff. Don't want to hurt their feelings. But yeah, anyway, Pam, she hung up. She must have figured things out. Hopefully she picked up her phone, because I was talking to her right before she hung up. I mean, I was talking about her right before she hung up. So hopefully she picked up her phone and heard me talking about her. And by the way, if you haven't noticed, I don't know what curling is. I thought it was some kind of weightlifting until last week. I think Carlito had me look it up. Did a Google image search, and holy crap, it's something else.
Hello?
Hello, Brenda?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Brenda, hang up the phone. She hung up. She followed my instructions. Good job, Brenda. So I remember the first day we called these, or I guess when me and Carlito called these. There was a guy we talked to, he said there were no females in the curling club. And that's just crazy, like every other name on here is a female. Like I'm calling Deb right now.
You have reached Deb.
And Deb's not answering. How about I call the lady that I think, I guess, is in charge of this list, because her number's up at the top, has her home and her work number. See what happens if I try to say any of this stuff to her.
Good afternoon, Financial Control Room speaking.
Hi, is this Linda?
It is.
Hey, Linda. This is Roy from the Curling Club.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I just needed to let you know that we're kicking you out. Forever.
Why?
Just because, you know, we don't have to give you a reason. We're not under any obligation to give you a reason. We're just kicking you out because we're sick of your bullshit.
Oh, good to know.
Yep, so don't bother coming back ever again.
All right, Roy.
All right.
What are you really calling me for?
Oh, that's it. We're tired of your bullshit.
Oh. In case I want to contact out, what's your last name, Roy?
Zurbel.
And how do I spell that?
I don't have to tell you.
Sure you do.
No,
you
I don't.
Me Zurbel.
It doesn't matter anymore, because you're not even in the club anymore.
And I think you're full of shit.
You can't curse at me.
Of course I can. Bye.
No, you can't. Take that back. Okay, maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe Mr. Smorgan left that up there by accident somehow. I don't know. I thought she was in charge of the whole thing. That's who I've been pretending to be.
Oh.
Hi, Jan?
No.
Oh, where's Janet?
Who are you looking for?
Jan?
Yes.
Oh, you are Jan?
Jan who?
No, Jan Lees.
And may I ask, why?
No, you may not.
Oh, well then you may not talk.
Well, I'm calling from the curling club.
I'm sorry. May I take a message?
What are you laughing for? What's so funny about this?
Because I think you think that you're calling for a woman.
Yeah, hell if I know.
A man.
Oh, well, yeah. He's got a woman's name.
No, yeah, I know, but it's Estonian.
Are you sure it just doesn't mean he's gay?
I'm pretty sure.
Are you completely sure? I mean, maybe you should start looking closer at that.
I will take a look, though, when I hang up. Okay. Can I take a message for you?
Well, where is he?
I think he's outside.
Where is that fruity little cupcake?
I think he's outside. May I take a message?
No, just go get him. God damn it.
Who is this? Jesus!
I'm from the curling club. He's in the curling club.
I don't care. No, I'm not going to go get him. A, I'm not going to go get him. And B, I'm on the other line, too.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, my God. Who are you?
Who are you talking to? You kept them on hold forever.
No, I'm talking to you right now.
I know. Who's on the other line?
Who's on the other line?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you're going to be on the other line because I'm going to go back to talking to the other person.
Well, whoever...
Can I take a message for John?
Whoever you're talking to, you tell them to eat shit. You tell them. You tell them that. Oh, crap. I'm on the other line now. So Jan's name is... it's spelled J-A-A-N. So it's Jan... I think I'm going to quit on these for now, but I am going to hold on to the list, and I don't know, maybe I'll get on the air and get in the chat room, do these live on the air. I think I need some direction on these, because I'm out of ideas. I really just, I don't know what to say to curling club people. I just learned what curling was last week. The hell am I supposed to say to these people? Thank you, Mistress Morgan, for sending me half of your list, or most of your list, I guess. It's a pretty huge list.
Hello?
Hey, what you doing? I was on the other line waiting for you.
I'm not talking to you because there's something wrong with you.
No, there's not. No, I just need to talk to Jan. Hello? And she clicked back over. Okay, I forgot. Oh, okay, now it hung up. I forgot I was even on the phone with her, you know, because it went silent. I was just sitting there on hold. That was weird. But you heard it from the lady who's married to a guy named Jan. There's something wrong with me. That's going to be the end of today's show, so thank you for listening, everyone. Thank you, Servo, for sponsoring the show today. Be sure to add me as your friend on my personal Facebook at facebook.com/... Just kidding. No, yeah, go to our Facebook, facebook.com/phonelosers/snowplowshow, twitter.com/phonelosers, and all of the other social networks in the show notes where I don't have to add you back because I'm such a huge jerk. Please support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus, and if you donate at least $5 per month, you will occasionally get stickers from Corbin Guy, and you'll get high-quality feeds and secret shows and occasionally random crap in the mail, including stickers from Corbin Guy. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll see you later this week, hopefully.
Yesterday, you were just a phone call away. Now there's no one to prank call today. Oh, I believe in Mildred Monday. Suddenly, I'm not half the loser I used to be. Mildred Monday's not hanging up on me. Oh, you died so suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I called and got your son, but long anyway. Yesterday, prank calling was so fun to play. Now I need a new friend to say hello. I am Mildred Monday. Oh, why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I called and got your son drunk as fuck and loaded anyway. Oh, yesterday I was prank calling Mildred Monday. Now my phone book is so far away. Oh, I believe in Mildred Monday. Mm.